From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States appears to be backing up tough talk about Iran slapping new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. In Iran, senior cleric Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Iran nuclear deal. President Trump said Friday that he is not ruling out more action against Iran.
Nothing is off the table. I haven't eased anything.
The Associated Press agency reports that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. In the latest legal response to President Trump's controversial travel ban, a U.S. federal judge in the northwestern state of Washington has temporarily blocked the ban imposed last week on travelers and immigrants from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. The judge says the states of Washington and Minnesota have legal standing to challenge the executive order. The judge's ruling came on the same day the Trump administration announced that 60,000 visas have been provisionally canceled as a result of the president's executive order banning travel from those 7 countries. State Department lawyers had earlier said more than 100,000 visas were revoked after the people they were issued to were blocked from traveling to the U.S., citing the higher figure included diplomatic and other visas that were exempted from the ban. Trump's order bans visa holders from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen Friday to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. The U.S. military moved its plan to send the USS Cole near the Bab al-Mandab Strait after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea earlier this week. 2 U.S. amphibious ships are nearby in the Gulf of Aden. The Republican-led U.S. Congress has narrowly passed a bill aimed at rolling back Obama administration regulations. The Senate passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and foreign governments. Democratic opponents argued the rule furthered transparency and helped prevent corruption and foreign governments' dealings with oil companies. President Trump has taken steps aimed at rolling back key financial industry regulations, including the Dodd-Frank Act, meant to prevent another banking industry meltdown. Here's White House spokesman Sean Spicer commenting on the president's executive order.
The Dodd-Frank Act is a disastrous policy that's hindering our markets, reducing the availability of credit, and crippling our economy's ability to grow and create jobs. Dodd-Frank did not address the causes of the financial crisis, something we all know must be done. It did not solve the too big to fail, and we must determine conclusively that the failure of a large bank will never again leave taxpayers on the hook.
Trump also signed a presidential memorandum directing the Department of Labor to review a measure starting in April requiring financial advisors to put their clients' interests ahead of their own. The World Health Organization reports that lives of millions of people have died each year from cancer could be saved if their disease was diagnosed early. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the WHO has launched new cancer guidelines in advance of the World Cancer Day on February the 4th.
Cancer has reached epidemic proportions globally. Once considered a disease of people in rich countries, the World Health Organization says that no longer is the case. It says two-thirds of all cancer deaths now occur in low- and middle-income countries. Health officials say cancer deaths in the poorer countries are projected to rise from the current 8.2 million yearly to more than 9 million by 2030. If action is not taken to better diagnose, detect, and treat the disease at an early stage. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Philippines is withdrawing its ceasefire agreement with the country's communist rebels after new fighting left 6 soldiers dead. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.